Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
So, it is Back to the Future Day today, 21st of October 2015. In fact, we've just passed the moment when they came forward in the film. It was 7:28, they landed in their flying car. Didn't quite come to fruition, did it? But yeah, 7:28 in the morning is when they arrived, October 21st, 2015. So what we thought we'd do on the show this morning, instead of going forward in time and thinking what's going to happen in the future, I thought it'd be quite fun to take a bunch of kids back to 1985. So we've taken them back 30, instead of going forward 30 years, we've taken the kids back 30 years. And what I did, I popped down to local primary school, Sutton Oak Primary in St Helens. We met Ben, Maya, Grace and Alfie and gave them a load of different things from the 80s. And one of the things I remember getting in our house when I was sort of 9, 10, which was about 1985, have a listen to this. See what they made of a soda stream.
It looks like one of them things that you put fruit in and then it mixes it all up into juice.
When you put a cup underneath it and you press like a flap down and it brings water into the cup.
Like a shower for bugs.
A shower for bugs, yeah. Well.
It could be a shower for Barbie dolls as well.
Like an icebreaker or a coffee machine, something like that.
Can anyone read what it actually says on it? It actually tells you what it's called.
It's a soda stream.
So a soda stream. What do you think a soda stream might have been used for? Now we know what it's called.
Does it give you a drink?
What kind of drink?
Fizzy drinks.
Fizzy drink, yeah.
One Sprite and Coke.
There we go. We got there in the end. All right, more fun with the kids coming up in a moment. It's 8:22.
Milo in the morning.
Let's see what happened when we gave them a bit of an 80s icon. Have a listen.
We're in the future!
October 21st, 2015!
Tape recorder.
A stapler.
Like a tape that goes on a TV.
A video.
What does it actually say on it?
Sony.
What does that... Can anyone say what that says?
Walkman.
Walkman. What do you think a Walkman might be? You're getting close.
You can take it anywhere, right? You can listen to it while you're walking.
It's like a piece of music that you would hold in your hand, and when you press a button, it would play.
And to go with a Walkman?
Plastic box that has a little thing inside it.
OK, does somebody want to open it up and just have a little look inside?
That's me.
I think I'm a...
Can't open it, can you?
Yeah,
we can't even get in it. Hooray, you're in it. OK, so what do you think that is?
It's a tape.
A video?
It's like a tape that you would put in your TV and it would play a film.
Oh, and what it goes in? It goes in an iPod, that thing that you had up then.
What's it called?
It's called a
Walkman.
That's it. It's a cassette and a Walkman. So, just looking at some of the things that were in the film, things that have come to fruition. Biofuel, of course, we use biofuel. 3D movies, there's a 3D clip of Jaws. Payment with a thumbprint, you can do that now, can't you, with Apple Pay on your smartphones. Video calling. No mobiles, though. Fascinating. There was no... I mean, I watched the film again the other day. It was a rubbish film. Man, it was rubbish. But the 1 and 3, much better. But no mobile phones, which I found a bit weird. Things that haven't happened, obviously, the hoverboard, the sleep inducer, though I don't know if you listen to certain shows, you might get that. We haven't abolished all lawyers. There was a suggestion in the film that all lawyers had been abolished. That hasn't happened yet. There's time yet. Jaws 19 hasn't quite come to fruition. Self-drying and self-fitting clothes, we haven't got them yet, have we? And the hydrator oven, that was a great idea. Remember the mini pizza that they put in, the Pizza Hut pizza, and it came to proper size. That'd be handy. Save on storage, wouldn't it? So what we're doing on the show this morning, we've taken the kids back. We've got Ben, Maya, Grace and Alfie from Sutton Oak Primary School in St Helens. So instead of taking them forward, we've taken them back in time this morning. So we've taken them back 30 years and I gave them a load of stuff from 1985, OK? So here's something else from 1985. See what they made of this.
That's a digital... A digital alarm clock and a watch.
I've got one of them.
Like a date clock that tells you all the dates, and that's a watch that you can press play. And
okay. All right. Well, what you used to do, you used to clip these. You could clip these onto your belt. See that little bit there? That's a clip. You clip it onto your belt. What kind of things do we carry out as grown-ups? What do we carry around with us now all the time?
Phones.
phones. Now you're getting close.
Is it like a phone?
These are called pagers.
Yes, that was a pager that we gave them. They had no idea. Thought it was an alarm clock. And have a little listen to this. See if you can work out from the first bit of this. What do you think this is that I gave them to have a little play with?
It's a radio where it has a little box on the top or somewhere, and you can put a CD in it, and that'll have certain bands on, and then you can flick through the CDs and you can just put whatever radio station you want on it without a CD.
Is it like a TV stand and it has like a gap that you open and then you put the like the tape into it and it would play it?
Is it a DVD player?
No, it's a radio.
Stereo? Where can you see stereo? Does it say stereo on it? Does it somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stereo.
Can anyone else see anything
else?
That's
where you put the disc in.
Well, it's broken, like. Change?
No wonder it's not plugged in.
It's like a CD player that is like a radio, and then
you can record things on it.
And you can record.
My nana's one.
Well, I'll tell you what this is. This is called a video recorder.
It's broken.
Well, it's not. That's the flap. That's where you push the video in.
I've got one of these, but it's broken and it's in my back cupboard. Because I used to have a really old telly, but now I've got a flat screen telly.
Woo! Get you!
When people do come to your house or something, they think that you're quite old.
Yes! They do! See if you can work out what they've got here. Okay, this is something else from my loft that I dug out. See if you can work out what they've got here.
So them big massive CD players that you used to have old, and you put a disc in it and then it'd play round.
Is it one of them things that Stephen Hawking used?
Because he can't talk, he uses it, it goes from his brain, so what he wants to say goes in his brain onto that.
It looks like a frisbee.
Is it a music disc?
Oh, a music disc? Does anybody know what they're actually called?
Where it spins around on like a disc player and you put like a stick on it.
Yeah, there's like a needle. There's a needle on top that spins it round and that pronounces the CD to come out.
Well, I tell you what. Do you know what this is? This is called? This is called a record.
You'd probably have a load of them if you wanted to listen to your favourite bands.
And there's one of mine from when I was little. I won't tell you what it's called because it's a bit embarrassing. This is what happened when we gave them a Remington Fuzzaway.
Is it like a little fan?
Is it like a hairdryer?
Is it like one of them orange squashes where you put it inside and all the juice comes into there?
A juicer? Nope.
Is it where you can fill water up and wash your windows with it and spray your dog with it or something?
Is it like a hairdryer to dry your hair when you've had a shower?
We've had loads of fantastic guesses. This is called a Remington Fuzzaway. What do you think a Remington Fuzzaway might be used for? What do you reckon?
Was it used to blow flies away if they were going near you?
It could be used for if you have any little bits of fluff on your table or something in your house, you could...
You get in there. It's not to do with fluff, not to do with fluff on your table, but it is to do with fluff.
Is it like fluff on your clothes and then it's like a heaver that will blow it off?
And we got there in the end. Close. An 80s icon coming up. I love this station. That's a floppy disk. What do they make of that? See what happened when we gave them a floppy disk.
It looked a bit like a bank card with the...
It looks a bit like a wallet.
Okay.
Well, it looked like a case for an iPad or something that you used to carry around with you when it was in 1980, something like that.
It's got like a hole in the middle and it looks like something that would be on a camera.
It looks like you can get them in different colours because there's a blue one and a black one.
What do you think they might have been used for?
I know.
To put on your camera and the hole was for when you zoom it in.
It could be for when you... buy a new carpet or something and you need to cut a hole in something. Say if you needed to cut a hole in something that you had, you could cut a hole in it so you could measure the right amount of hole.
If I tell you, these have got something to do with a computer.
Oh, a computer chip.
Is it something that goes on the back of the computer so you know that it's yours?
I know what it is. On the back of your computer, if it's like made from Apple... It'll have a big hole on the back, so that can be the bit on the back of the computer that clips to the back, and then that can be, like,
And it has a hole in behind it, and it has an apple to see what make it is.
Discattle.
What does it say on it? Can you see what it says on it?
Discattle too.
I can tell you what it says on it is diskette. These are called floppy disks. All right, we used to put these in our computers, and when we used to save documents, like a PowerPoint, well, it wasn't a PowerPoint, like Floppy the Dog. Yes! Next time you go on your computers and you look at the little save icon on your computer, it looks exactly like one of these, because that's what we used to save all our work on. There you go. A floppy disk. Whoever would have known it would have caused so much confusion, huh? Is it a wallet? But it's not a wallet. No, no. Use it to cut holes in carpet. Oh, that's a good idea. Amazing, isn't it? All these things we took for granted. No idea now. Not a clue.